Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I just want to let that caller know that we got caller ID. We know who you are.
Okay, there's a lot of drama happening in the Barstool Sports world. Which, if you don't know what Barstool Sports is, it's basically like a digital content series with people who talk sports, people who talk pop culture. And two of their top talents are in a huge friendship breakup. And it might have the potential to take down the Barstool brand.
I don't know about all that.
It might turn the girls against Barstool Sports because I think women particularly are really upset about seeing this whole friendship breakup go down.
Portnoy is so incredibly smart. He's built this network, but there are cameras on all these different podcasters when they're doing their show and not. So it's a whole bunch of mini soap operas. So it's sort of half sports, half drama, right? So I feel like any kind of drama that comes their way is good for business. You don't feel that way in this case.
I don't feel that way because I feel like a friendship breakup is just different than like Brianna Chicken Fry talking about her abusive ex. So I hate to call it the best thing that could have happened to her, but PR-wise, Brianna Chicken Fry was having a horrible year. People were turning on her for so many things that she was already under fire for when it came to her co-host and best friend Grace O'Malley, that when her breakup with Zach Bryan came out and she revealed everything that went down in that relationship. Like, people felt for her. Like, they had such empathy for her. And then literally like 2 weeks later, all of this drama comes out and people are like, nope, we still don't like you.
Okay, so she had a podcast with her best friend and the podcast with Dave and that really good looking little kid.
Yeah, Josh Richards.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Glad to know that you think Josh Richards is a good looking
kid. He's very good looking kid. How do you say no to that?
Yeah, so she has two podcasts. She has a podcast that she is the main host for called Plan Bree Uncut. And she does it with her best friend of 15 years, Grace O'Malley. But she also does another podcast with Dave Portnoy, who is the head of Barstool Sports, and this other guy influencer named Josh Richards. And theirs is a lot of like drama. They talk about pop culture and they'll comment on a lot of like Barstool drama as well. And that's the BFFs podcast. Whereas Plan Bree is more about her and her best friend, Grace, just talking about like whatever's going on in their lives. And people had noticed over the last year that they could see a rift happening between Brianna and Grace O'Malley. And there was one scandal in particular that really put a bad taste in people's mouths about Brianna, where they were recalling a trip that they took when they were 16 years old to Atlantic City. And Grace is saying, oh, I'm actually going back to Atlantic City. Hopefully it goes better than it did the last time we were there. And then Brianna goes on this whole rant about how Grace had put herself in a position to be taken advantage of by these old divorced dudes. And it just felt very victim blaming to a lot of the women watching. I do see where Brianna was coming from, where I think she was trying to be a little bit dry and sarcastic about it. But people felt like, okay, you really are throwing your best friend under the bus for when she was a child and was in a vulnerable position surrounded by these older men who knew how to take advantage of her. So a lot of people had a lot of backlash towards Brianna specifically about that. And then the Zach Bryan thing happens and Brianna starts sharing her story about that abusive relationship. And then people just really started to feel for her. And then drama started happening between Grace and Brianna, where they both decided to stop doing the podcast together because they're just not close friends anymore. So I guess from Grace's point of view, they had both decided that they were going to put out a joint statement to reveal that they were going to break up the podcast. And that was what Grace thought was going to happen. We're going to put out a joint statement at the same time. And so then Bree had revealed that they weren't going to do the podcast together before Grace and her had the opportunity to do it together. So then Grace felt like that was a betrayal. So then Grace posted about it on Instagram saying, well, this is news to me. Really shocked that this is all coming out without my knowledge. I thought we were doing this together. And so then everyone started turning their backs on Brie on like social media. And so then Brie was like, I'm going to tell my whole side of the story on the BFFs podcast with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards. And I think she in her head thought, I'm going to tell everything from my POV about this friendship and why we're not friends anymore on this podcast. And it's going to be the exact same thing as the Zach Bryan thing, where everyone's going to have empathy for me. And all the girls saw this and were like, if my ex-best friend did this to me, like you're clearly in the wrong here. Like, this is not something you should have done on your own. Hmm. Girl code.
Yeah.
So now Grace O'Malley is getting so much love from the people because she's kept her mouth quiet for the most part. And Brie is running her mouth on the BFFs podcast. And that is the root of all of this drama.
Gotcha.
So it's really sad. But Grace, I will say, did get the last word at one of her comedy shows. And she did what I think any comedian should have done in this moment and poke fun at the situation at hand.
I'll start with sorry if I'm not myself tonight. I'm going through a divorce. It's a very common type of divorce with just a few minor differences. For example, it's not a marriage. It was a 15-year friendship. She's not keeping the house. She's keeping the podcast. And when it came to the kids, we took a very progressive approach. Instead of doing shared custody, we're letting the kids decide who they want to go with.
Audio from speakers is so I can't process it very well.
Basically, she's saying that she's going through a divorce right now, but instead of a divorce, it's a 15-year friendship. And instead of letting the courts decide custody on the kids, aka their listeners, they're letting the kids decide who they want to go with.
Gotcha.
And right now, the kids are going with Grace O'Malley. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.